you bring up anything, dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, starting out with your phone calls. And coming up, we get to some emails. First, we go to Brian in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
You were talking a little bit about wealth and what wealth is, but a lot of people don't really understand what wealth is. So I wanted to
talk
a little bit about wealth.
I think most people, when asked, what
I'm doing about it.
Well, let's really quickly explain what most people probably believe wealth is, and that is money. I mean, just cash is what I think most people would
and
believe
it
wealth
can
is.
Be that. I mean, that's that is an answer for what wealth is, but it is not the answer for what wealth is.
Certainly not. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, when you see some old guy driving down the street in his Cadillac, you say, oh, he must be wealthy. Well, that just means he has lots of money. But that's not wealth. The definition that I use for wealth is pretty much what you guys hit on last week, and that is the ability to turn resources into something of value.
Well, I've heard it defined as, I mean, you can define it in many different ways, but I've heard it being able to tell how wealthy you are defined as how long you can essentially exist for without actually having to work. Of course, wealth is also defined as just everything that enhances your life. I mean, having an air conditioner, it makes you very, very wealthy compared to societies where there is no such thing available. So it's a pretty broad definition, and generally wealth. It's my understanding that new wealth is created when you combine your brain or your mind essentially with natural resources and or other existing wealth or existing ideas and create. You can then at that point you then create new wealth and you add to the wealth pool. So it's an important point to point out about wealth is that it's not finite, and I think a lot of people believe that it's finite and that it all has to be divvied up in an equal fashion. But the truth about wealth is, in a free market situation, there is no restriction on wealth creation, and wealth can just continue to expand and expand the pie, if you will, continues to get bigger.
And actually, the definition of wealth expands in a free market as well, because, for example, if I go out in the woods and I see a birch tree, a nice birch tree, and it's a little spindly, I decide to cut it down. If I make a chair out of it, I've created wealth. I've created something out of nothing. If I sell a house for more than I sold it for or I bought it for the year before, I might make some money on it, but it might not be wealth if all the houses are worth more. But if I did some work on that house and made it worth more, then I created wealth.
And to point out, wealth to one person is not necessarily wealth to another. For instance, one individual may feel as though they are wealthier if they have an untouched forest. You know, if you cut down that tree on their property, they might be very, very upset because in their mind that has done damage to the amount of wealth that they had, whereas having a completely untouched, natural, pristine forest to them may be something that makes them feel good inside and gives them that wealthy feeling.
In some countries, cows are wealth.
Yeah.
Brian?
Well, you guys just made all my points. that's exactly it. You know, an air conditioner is kind of a measure of wealth, you know, because you, unless you made that air conditioner with your own hands, you know, you made something, you did something with your own mind that gave you something to trade to someone else for that air conditioner. And that, so, you know, mm-hmm. we call that money right now in this current environment. But really, you've taken your mind, manipulated some natural resources, like Wayne said. You've taken a birch stick and made it into a totem pole or something that somebody wants to pay you, you know, something else for, give you something else for. Mm-hmm. So you've taken something that had little value and given it a lot of value. So what I'm doing here is we've got 45 acres here, and I figure, you know, we've got lots of natural resources. I want to have some fun and kind of make a point on what wealth is and kind of what it isn't also. So we've got three different things that we're doing here, and I'm really excited about one of them because I just got a bunch of bees. We got three-pound bags of bees. So
holy crap,
about
bees!
30,000 bees out there.
Wow.
Yeah, it comes with a queen and 10,000 bees in each package, and then you put these in
just,
a hive.
Just a question: what is a bag of 10,000 bees?
They're building out the frames.
Brian, what does a bag of 10,000 bees cost?
In the Federal Reserve notes, I paid about, I think, $80.
Wow, that's cheap. I would expect 10,000 bees to be a little more expensive than that.
Who delivers 10,000 bees in a bag? I mean,
for $80.
I want to know. Well, I want to know who does the job of delivering it, not who sells 10,000 bees.
Does that include
in a
shipping?
Bag.
Does the $80 include shipping?
No, if you want shipping, it's about $130, and the post office will not deliver it to your house. If you go through the post office, they will deliver it to the post office in your town, and you have to go pick it up. They don't put it on the car to take it out to your house because it's buzzing, and you can see right through. You know, it has to have air. You look right through. There's a screen on both sides of it. And then it's a very well-engineered thing. Someone came up with this idea 100 years ago. It's got screens on either side. It's a four-sided box, so it's only about 4 inches thick and maybe a foot by 10 inches. And it's got a tin can that has sugar water in it. And they drop this through a hole in the top, and they poke little tiny holes in the bottom, and it exudes sugar water for about a week. So it's kind of like their little mobile home.
Wow.
And so there's 10,000 bees in there, 3,000 bees.
10,000 bees little, fits into a box that's 4 inches tall and 10 by 12?
Yeah.
That's
it's
amazing. Right.
That's about the size. 4 by 10 by 12.
Okay.
And then, it's buzzing. They're going like crazy. But the thing that keeps them all under control is there's a queen in there. Because without the queen, you know, they'll just fly away. They don't know what to do. So, but they can't have the queen in there walking around because then they'll start laying eggs and it'll just be a mess. And so they put the queen in her own little room, and there's a hole where she can crawl out, and they stuff a piece of candy in that hole, and then they stuff a cork in the hole. And so for a shipment, there's a cork in there, and the bees won't touch the cork. As soon as you take everybody out and you put them in what's called a super, where they have the frames where they actually build their honeycomb, you put the queen in her little mobile home in there, and then you pop out the cork. And then over the next couple of days, the bees will eat away, they'll lick away this piece of candy, and they'll release the queen so she can start laying her eggs.
Wow.
It's a very sophisticated, very cool system.
Okay, so you bought several of these.
So we have three hives now.
Three.
And
okay.
My idea is
10,000 per hive.
Turn this by the end of the end of summer or middle of fall. We should have a whole bunch of honey because they'll go out there and make honey and they'll make pollen and all kinds of good stuff.
Right,
and we'll leave them enough honey so they can eat through the winter. But then we'll sell the honey. So now I've taken my mind and my resources and turned that into something that people would want to buy. And I won't be selling it for dollars, and I won't be giving it away. I'll be selling it for silver or gold or whatever you got. I have to figure out a price in silver.
Right.
So I've just turned resources and mind into some other. Into wealth that I can trade with other people.
Not only that, but you've created a system where you can scare bureaucrats senseless from coming to your house.
Yeah, anybody else who walks by.
That'd be kind of a mean gift. Send somebody 10,000 bees to their front door. And,
gosh,
see what they do with that.
No, the post office won't deliver it.
Don't confuse bees with wasps. Bees are vegetarians. They really don't care about you.
Really?
You're just kind of in the way.
The bureaucrats don't have to know about that.
Hornets and those kind of things are meat eaters.
If I just had a box full of buzzing things, I wouldn't necessarily know what that was going to be about.
I'd run.
Yeah. Well, now, would UPS or FedEx actually deliver it to someone's door?
I don't know. Whenever we've bought bees, they just ship them through the U.S. Postal Service, so I don't even know if those other guys would. Probably not.
Huh.
Because it's kind of tricky cargo, and I think the post office has to.
Interesting.
They just won't take it the last mile.
Okay, so you're going to be harvesting honey. How long does it take to get the honey out of the bees once you've set them into their super?
Well, they'll have a whole bunch by the end of the summer or beginning of the fall. As soon as the flowers and the nectar stop, stop growing, they'll kind of hunker down and prepare for the winter.
So is it pretty much one?
Their honey.
It's pretty much one harvest per year.
Yeah, so depending on the amount of flowers you have, you could get, there's smaller supers that go on top of the what's called the brood super where all the babies are born. And you put honey in those, and you'll get anywhere from 20 to 45 pounds of honey per super.
Gosh, wow.
And sometimes these are stacked 10 high.
What are you going to do with it all?
Sell it. Okay. He's going to sell it. Hey, Brian, you have more for us?
Yeah, I get a little bit more.
Hang on, we'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. More than you ever had any questions about bees. If you ever wanted to know, Brian's on the line here. 800-259-9231. Learn something every night here on Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them to you, and those other talk show hosts want to charge you. So enjoy ours free at freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. That simple. You just click. There's no jumping through hoops or registration or anything like that. It goes back for an entire year free at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI not only does collections, they also do early out billing, and they'll purchase your charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. That's SACL CAI. You can see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. All right, let's continue and go back to Brian in New Hampshire telling us about Brian is telling us about his beekeeping habit, which is now actually being turned into a business.
The habit.
And you you are setting up several, what do you call them, supers?
Hives.
Hives, okay. You use the term super in there for something. How's a super different from a hive?
Well, a hive is it consists of one or more supers. I don't know what super stands for. A super is where you put the frames. You put 10 frames. This stuff was invented like 110 years ago, and it's still used today. It's a very efficient system. So like the tall supers, there's 8-inch high supers, which is where the they're called brood supers, where they put they all make honeycomb, and they put babies in there, and they feed the babies until they, you know, are hatched. And then there's smaller ones where the honey goes. And in between the brood chambers and the honey chambers, you put what's called a queen excluder, which is a grate where the wires, the space between the wires are small enough that regular bees can get up there, but it's too narrow for the queen to get up there. So the queen doesn't lay any eggs up there. Huh. So you get honey on the top and you get babies on the bottom.
Brian, a while back.
It's just a matter of managing the whole thing.
Brian, a while back you told me a story about how when you would get the honey, you had a spinner type thing and you get honey on the garage walls. Tell us about that again for the audience. I think they'd love to hear about that.
Oh man, yeah, that's a mess. You take a hot knife and you cut the caps off, because after they put make the honey in there, they put caps on it. And that's their winter food. But you know, of course, we're going to steal it. So you cut the tops off, and then it's kind of oozing honey, but it's just oozing it slowly. So you put it in a spinner. It's got a motor in it. You put a bunch of frames in there, and it just spins around and centrifugally, you know, extracts the honey.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits the side of the wall, this heated tank, and it goes down, and you end up with gallons and gallons and gallons of honey. Well, the problem is that when that stuff spins around, you get those little tiny drops of honey just going everywhere. And that's why you have a special hut just for this. But we did it in the garage during the day, and it wasn't long until the bees said, oh, honey, because bees love honey as much as we do, because it takes a lot of work for them to make honey. So we were being attacked. So we waited until the evening and then shut the garage door and then did it then. But now there are these little tiny drops of honey everywhere, and every tool on the cars, on the walls, everything was sticky. And I thought, man, what a big mess this is. And so Heidi said, oh, no problem. So we got out of there, and we opened the garage door for a couple of days, and there were millions of bees inside the garage.
Wow.
And they licked up every single molecule of honey in that entire garage, up every
That's
tool,
amazing.
Every wall, everywhere.
Wow. Now, if people wanted, I like the idea of having bees. I don't know. I've always liked it.
Do you need one of those suits, the beekeeper suits?
It depends on the type of bee, and that's the question I'm now going to ask.
Okay.
Is there are more? Some bees are more docile than others, and I know there's advantages to having different types of bees. But it would seem to me that the single most important advantage would be the advantage of not getting stung. So what is the most docile of bees out there?
Well, the beekeeper wants the more aggressive bees, because the more aggressive bees, they're faster, they make more honey, they're a lot more productive than the docile ones. The docile ones just kind of hang around. But even the most docile bees, which is what we have, the Italian bees, are they really don't like being messed with. And if you start messing with them, they switch. They go from being a honey gathering friendly little thing to attacking you, because they're under danger. So if you're going to start this, get a bee suit. Just get one and use it. The old experienced beekeepers don't even use them anymore because they know how to deal with the bees.
Really?
But
they're like bee whisperers. They can just walk right in there and take the honey.
Yeah, exactly. It's slow and steady. You know, if you jerk or you twitch, or if you happen to squeeze one of the bees and accidentally kill it,
uh-oh,
it sends off the smell and all of a sudden they go into attack mode. So
really?
I haven't gotten to that point. I just put the bee suit on. It just takes a second.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're safer.
That is
awesome.
A lot
more calm then too.
Now wait, how much honey do you get out of one of the supers, the hives? What was the amount?
The 4-inch hive, you'll get about from anywhere from 20 to, I think it maxes out about 45 pounds of honey.
4 inches tall? 4 inches.
It's four inches tall, and it's heavy. I mean, that's why they make them only 4 inches tall, because if it were 8 inches, the same height as the brood chambers, you wouldn't be able to pick the thing up. It'd be 90 pounds.
Hmm. 45 what?
Pounds.
Pounds?
It's a lot of 45 honey.
45 pounds of honey, yes.
My gosh. And how do you, and how much does, and normally it's like 16 ounces in one of those little honey bears or something like that? What are they, 8 ounces?
You absolutely can't use this amount of honey. You're going to have to sell it.
I'm just trying to
sell it.
Just trying to envision how much that is.
One of the advantages to buying local honey is that people that have allergies will often seek out local honey because they know that the pollens that are there, you know, that the bees are gathering from local pollens, and somehow it treats the histamine or something like that. So eating local honey will help people with allergies.
Well, plus it's real. I remember, I think it was you, Brian, that told us a long time ago that the FDA basically says you can label honey as anything that's got a certain amount of, a significant amount of corn syrup in it.
I think it has to have 5 or 6% honey in order to be called 100% pure honey by FDA rules.
What a
figure that one out. And the rest is just corn syrup, yeah.
What about the wax?
And it's probably made in China, so it doesn't have the benefit that Mark talked about, which is very real, and that is it's not going to help you with your hay fever, but local honey will help you. I mean, it's amazing.
It really will.
What about the wax, Brian? Remember you had made wax out of things out of wax also derived from the bees?
Yeah, you could just take the wax and you can make, you know, candles or, you know, any kind of thing. That is a hot commodity. The wax is pretty valuable, pretty expensive. You can eat the wax. There's actually these honey soups.
Why would you want to do that?
Where they actually make the wax and the honey in these round plastic containers. And you just cap it off and you sell those things for, you know, a couple of bucks. And people just eat the wax with the honey in it. It's delicious.
Now, what's the best way to go about marketing this stuff? Do you go to, like, a flea market or something? Or just advertise it on the Internet? Or what do you do?
Well, you sell it locally. You go to a farmer's market or something. Market. But I'm just planning on marketing it to fellow free staters.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll have any problem finding customers.
I figure you could just do a sign on the road, and people would. The fact is, for honey, people know how valuable this stuff is. If you stick a sign out in your driveway that says honey, and people will come to your door and knock on your door and say, "Hey, I want to buy some honey."
Do you think Candy, a police department, will knock on your door too for that?
But the difference is, and the reason I made this call was not to talk about bees, although it's a fascinating topic. I'll talk about that if you want. It was to talk about wealth. And I will not sell any of this honey for Federal Reserve notes. So if I put this stuff out by the door, someone's going to say how much. I'll say, you know, half an ounce of silver. And they'll say, what does that mean? I mean, the whole idea is generating wealth and turning it into something that has value, not Federal Reserve notes.
That is
kind of
great.
A, you know, educational thing as well as creating delicious honey.
I love it. That's awesome. Thank you for the story tonight, Brian, and the expertise. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI. More coming up.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, the fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in our summer reading event. Go to FreedomBookClub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists, then purchase our Book of the Month. New winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller.
It's a really great plan to get freedom-oriented books on the top of bestseller lists.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Phil is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, Phil. It's going great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to Genesis Radio this morning, and I had it on my computer, and I was outside working on my bus. I got a great deal on a bus I'm converting into a camper, and I caught, I don't know if it was an advertisement on your radio station or it was one of the DJs. They were talking about the microwaves being very dangerous and how they kill seeds. Can you touch
base? Microwaves?
Yeah.
Like microwave ovens?
Yes.
Well, how would that kill a seed unless you put the seed in the microwave?
Right. Well, they were talking about I barely caught it. I don't know if it was...
You sound like you've taken three steps away from your phone.
I'm sorry.
That's better. Go ahead.
It was... I don't know if it was one of the advertisers on your radio station or one of the disc jockeys talking about it.
Well, I don't know. Let me explain something briefly to you here. You're not calling a radio station. You're calling a radio show that appears on a network with several other radio shows that may or may not necessarily have anything to do with one another. This show, Free Talk Live, doesn't have any links to the other weekday programs on the network that we're on. The Genesis network that you mentioned is a national radio syndicate, and it exists for the purpose of putting a variety of shows up on these the satellites, up there for radio stations to pick up. So I don't even know who or what it is that that you're referring to, but microwaves, as I understand it, are shielded. The microwave radiation that is in that is being generated there cannot escape. That's why you see that grill on the front of your microwave when you're looking through the front door. There's a grill that you're looking through. It's because that's small enough. The holes in that grill are small enough to where you can see through it, but it does not allow the microwave radiation to escape out from the microwave. That's my understanding of that technology. It's an ancient technology at this point. In fact, I'm surprised no one has come up with a better operating microwave. I mean, why haven't they come out with something that can heat up a piece of food on an even basis? How long has the microwave been in existence? It has been decades and decades, and fundamentally, I don't think it has changed significantly.
Well, that's the nature of the technology. I prefer convection oven over microwave. I wouldn't use a microwave. I don't like to eat food this microwave. Maybe I'm funny, but the research I've done, it doesn't really look good.
So I wouldn't be too concerned about the radiation escaping from the microwave and affecting seeds in the ground or something like that. So I wouldn't be worried about it if I were you.
I'm not. And I heard something mentioned on the radio this morning. And
well, there's a lot of things that are mentioned on the radio. Don't believe everything you hear.
Well,
I mean it. Even on this show. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Not sure what that's in reference to, but
yeah, microwaves cook things from the inside out rather than from the outside in. And just some of the research studies I've seen, I just don't really want to consume a lot of that stuff. That's all. I mean, that's just my own personal preference. I don't expect to pass
a law. I'm lazy. I like to just pop something in, press a few buttons, walk away, come back, and have the food ready. And it's my understanding that microwaves,
the food's just better out of a convection oven or off a stove. I do not enjoy the experience of eating microwave food.
And the texture too is not as good.
Do you believe that if you take a frozen food dinner and you cook it in the convection oven, that it tastes better than if you were to put it into a microwave?
I don't know because I don't like frozen food.
I see.
The entire experience of eating that pre-prepared food, I think I like the microwave oven for that because I usually, if I'm going to eat a frozen dinner, I am famished.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry I can barely see, and that's all there is. I mean, I'm ready if there was something that I could living that I could kill and eat, I would eat that before the frozen dinner.
Wow.
So therefore, I do not want to wait the 40 minutes to heat up a frozen dinner.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, I have nothing against frozen food. I think it's wonderful.
Like it.
It's perfect bachelor food, right?
But you're not a bachelor.
It's a wonderful selection. That's true. I'm not a bachelor, but it's nice and convenient to have those around because, we don't cook all the time around here. Julia's a very busy lady, and I'm busy with the show, and so cooking is at a minimum. But I love frozen food. I mean, it's so convenient, and there's such a variety of it today as compared to maybe what was available in the past, and it's cheap. And you're right, Mark. It's obviously not as good or as healthy or as fresh as a home-cooked, fresh-cooked meal. But I agree with you. When I'm looking at the cooking instructions on the back of a frozen food dinner, and I've got a plate full of, spaghetti and meatballs, some real basic piece of food like that, and it's okay, you can put it in the microwave for 5 minutes, or you can put it into the oven for 30 minutes. What's your choice? You're hungry. So I've never noticed a real difference between those two in my experience. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231?
I've got some thoughts. The reason that you call it bachelor food is because it's bad. Right. One of the reasons that men
married.
One of the reasons that men. Right. That's true. And you're exchanging ease for taste, texture, experience, all those things. That's why they have it, and it's
easy. I've got some pretty good frozen food, I must say.
It's because you have no taste.
You know, when you go to a market and you buy freshly grown vegetables right there and you go home and cook them, there's nothing in the world like that. in many places, many cultures around the world, they all shop outdoors. They buy their food outdoors at outdoor mm-hmm. markets, whereas here we shop indoors. And we buy things that are frozen or have been shipped in a truck for 4 days.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I like to go, there's a 24-hour food store here in Keene, which is wonderfully convenient. And so if I need to go get a husk of corn at 3 a.m., I can go and do that. I appreciate the convenience.
You know, I think that I like the idea of getting my food from farmers markets, fresh vegetables from farmers markets. That's local and organically grown in some cases. Yeah, that's fine with me. However, at the same time, I still think you're far better off eating, fresh GMO grown food from the grocery store than you are, eating just from the quality of life standard, the dreck that the frozen food dreck that Ian's talking about here. I would so rather have, a fresh ear of GMO grown corn over just frozen. Dinner, corn, yuck!
My Italian grandmother used to make pizza, and she would actually make the sauce from the tomatoes in their garden.
Yeah, that takes a lot of tomatoes to make tomato sauce. People don't have any idea the concentrated mm-hmm. Tomato-ness of tomato sauce.
But a lot of the fruits in the grocery store just don't taste like they used to. Maybe I'm getting old or something, but...
You're losing your taste.
I don't think so, because when I have pick things off the vine, like we have a lot of berries that grow up around where we live,
mm-hmm.
and I pick those ripe right off the bush, and they still taste like fruit's supposed to taste, like berries are supposed to taste. The flavor's so complex and sweet and... It just amazes me the difference between that and what I buy in the store, even organic, because they can't pick it ripe right there and sell it to you. There has to be they have to pick it before it's actually at its peak.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some real advantages to having a garden. Tomatoes, if you haven't had fresh tomatoes, you really don't. The cardboard things that you eat in the store are really nothing like tomatoes.
Garbage.
They look like tomatoes, but they're not. And when it comes to salad greens, you can grow. There's so much complexity in the flavor of salads when you're talking about just the choice that you're given in the grocery store, basically between iceberg and romaine. It's like flavorless versus just barely having flavor. There's so many different greens that you can grow in a garden very easily. None of this stuff is difficult. You just sprinkle some seeds.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Boy, you guys are spoiled. I am so glad I'm not as spoiled as you on food. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Beauty cardboard.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can, if you've got one of those spiffy mobile smartphone devices or some sort of mobile web surfing device, you can visit the Free Talk Live mobile site at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You'll get links to our online streams that you can listen to on your smartphone. Pretty cool. And it's free. m.freetalklive.com. Now, Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, they've got it covered at Audible. Get a free audiobook download. Is that funny?
I'm reading. I just took online during the break the grammar quiz, and I came up Grammar Master, and I realized that I wrote the copy there from which to choose.
Oh, no, I put that in. I rearranged the words.
Did you?
Yeah.
I immediately sticks out to me.
Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your free audiobook. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. It's Charlie in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Charlie?
Well, I wanted to say first how incredibly happy I am that Atlas Shrugged is number 5 on Amazon.
Oh, that's cool. It's number five.
It's number 5. It's been number 1 for like the last 2 months.
Why? Why Atlas Shrugged right now? Are you talking about in a specific category or overall?
Oh, no. I mean like on the bestseller list on Amazon, it's number 5.
Like
overall.
Bestseller of all time or just for this week?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I mean like the one that if you Google Amazon bestseller, and then it gives you a list of stuff. Maybe for today. I have no idea. But it's Atlas Shrugged is number 5.
So Amazon sales rank, Atlas Shrugged is the number 5 book. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about that about 6 months ago, that the Atlas Shrugged is very more timely than ever, and it's selling hugely now.
Interesting.
If I believed in prophets, if I were a theist, I would think that Ayn Rand was a soothsayer. She's absolutely amazing. But and also there's a movie coming out next year for anyone interested. But I wanted to talk about the audit the Fed bill, the House Resolution 12, whatever
yeah, this
it is.
This is something that the Campaign for Liberty,
1207.
The Campaign for Liberty guys are getting all they're getting very excited about this audit the Fed bill.
I'm very excited about it
because apparently Ron Paul's put this bill forward, and it's the first time that anybody's really ever paid attention to anything Ron Paul's done.
It's nice when people pay attention to what Ron Paul does,
and apparently
absolutely.
He's got over 100 co-sponsors for it.
182 as of today. 182.
That's a lot of co-sponsors. How many co-sponsors does a bill normally have when it goes through?
I really don't know.
I don't know, but
it seems like a lot.
I know it's 40% of the House. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
So what do you think? You think something's going to actually happen with this, or is it going to crash?
Of course, the first emotional reaction is they're going to demolish the Federal Reserve brick by brick. You know, Ron Paul, it'll be like the Berlin Wall coming down, just Ron Paul standing up there with a sledgehammer. But
except
that's my
auditing
emotion.
Doesn't demolish anything. Audit's just an audit. That's all.
I know. But, I mean, like, you know, people will see with the Federal Reserve for what it is, and then they'll freak out and rush down.
I just don't know, because the government, it's hard for me to get excited about this. I know that everybody wants to cheer and yell about this because, well, Ron Paul's getting some attention paid to him, and, you know, credit where credit's due on that. But the Government Accountability Office for years has been auditing various different government programs and finding out all kinds of outrageous things like, well, so-and-so program has lost $5 billion, or there's all this money that's disappeared, and here's how they're wasting this money. Look at all this tremendous amount of money they're wasting. But the Government Accountability Office, that's pretty much all they do, is they look into the government bureaucracies and say, wow, you guys really suck. And they, you know, they print reports about it, and nothing changes. I mean, so it's basically just another government bureaucracy pointing out how awful the other government bureaucracies are. But how has that changed anything in Washington, D.C. over time?
Well, I'm not saying it's going to change. I said that was my emotional reaction. That's what I want to happen.
About the logical reaction?
Well, yeah, then my reason kicks in, and I'm like, well, the debt is so stacked against him. I mean, with all of these, I mean, when Paul Krugman is worshipped as this, you know, economic guru, I honestly think that we're on the wrong path. I mean, listen, I'm all in favor of Atlas Shrugged. I'm all in favor of the producers of the world going away and letting collectivism crush itself under its own weight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as any real substantial action, I don't think it's going to happen. I wish it would, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
It may happen anyway. Look what happened. Timothy Geithner went to China over the weekend, and a group of students laughed at him when he said that the U.S. assets were safe. Imagine your Treasury Secretary getting laughed at in a foreign country by college students.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the beginning of the end. That, to me, that's a watershed event.
I think that that auditing the Federal Reserve can only be a good thing. Therefore, not auditing the Federal Reserve is a bad thing. And I vote for good things all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but you won't be voting for this.
No, I root for them in the sense of the emotional sense. If I, you know, believe strongly in prayer, that's fine. But, you know, what I hear in your voice is...
I don't care. That's what you're hearing.
Right.
I just don't care.
Right.
It's the federal government. Nothing's going to change. And secession is a much more viable option. Secession is a much more viable option to me than shutting down the Federal Reserve.
I see that the Federal Reserve likely won't get shut down, but you know, it's been shut down before.
It's going to probably collapse on its own anyway. The rate things are
not the Federal Reserve, but the Central Bank of the United States has been shut down on two previous occasions
and replaced with
money of value,
and now another central bank. Right?
Sure.
Okay.
So we went about 77 years without a central bank between about 1836 and 1913. During that period, we actually had slight deflation, but we had enormous economic growth and prosperity and freedom.
But profit is evil.
Ian,
who says who?
Ian, how many secessions have resulted in liberty?
None.
Okay.
Well,
so,
I mean, wait a
minute. So you're saying that the dissolution of the Central Bank of the United States was successful for a period of time, but no secessions have resulted in liberty.
Well, that's not true. I mean, they've never resulted in liberty, but they've resulted in more freedom for the places that have seceded.
For how long?
The former Russian states, many of them are far better off than they were under the Soviet Union.
You might really want to ask some of the people in some of the republics are not doing as well.
I agree with that. But Estonia is doing better.
All right. That's fine.
There you go.
How long are you going to the central bank of from the time that Estonia has split from Russia till now is a much shorter period of time than when the second national mm-hmm. bank was shut down by Jackson until that a fiat currency was brought right. in.
Let's have this conversation when they're actually going to shut down the bank.
I'm not saying that they're right. going to shut down the bank. Auditing is good, right?
Sure.
Okay. We vote for good things because we don't want people voting.
Auditing's good, but I don't expect anything to come out of it.
People don't expect anything
to come out of the Free State Project, Ian, but I'd like them to acknowledge that it's a good idea.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but there's real reason to expect something to come out of the Free State Project because individuals are on the ground, decentralized, taking action. Whereas expecting anything out of a centralized command and control bureaucracy that has total control over the monetary system in the country, expecting them to change the way they do business, is complete fantasy, in my opinion. Charlie, your thoughts?
Well, I got to agree with you. I mean, normally I'm on Mark's side. I'm an objectivist, and so I favor a sharply limited constitutional government. But I got to agree with you. I don't see any. Major anything happening. The government is a behemoth. It has bigger guns than we do. It has more everything than we do, more money, more power. And so the only thing that I can say is gulch. Form an underground economy. Don't pay them anything. If, buy used things.
That's a good idea. And that's going to be more possible up here in New Hampshire where people are going to get together and they'll have the networking that's necessary, which is talked about Brian at the very beginning of the hour. He's talking about doing his own beehives and taking that and selling it for silver. So that's that agorism. That's that underground economy.
I'm all in favor of that.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So I was just thinking a little more on the whole audit the Fed thing and what could happen as a result of that. And here's my suggestion. If they find, and of course they're going to find if they audit, they're going to find...
The emperor has no clothes.
Well, they're going to find some shenanigans going on, right? Some money missing here or whatever.
Especially since it's never been audited.
Yeah, so they're going to find something.
If it ever gets that far, because it would be really interesting to see, even if it's passed... How they put roadblocks in? Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's presume it gets that far, and they find something really nasty and really big, like billions of dollars have gone missing.
How about trillions?
Trillions of dollars have gone missing. Some, executive is responsible. What they'll do is what they always do, is they'll hold up one of the bureaucrats, and they'll basically sacrifice him. And they'll say, you naughty, naughty boy, look what you've been doing. Well, we are going to fire you, and we're going to hire one of our other friends to put in your place, just like they did with the FEMA guy a long time ago. This is how they do it. That way they can make it look like they're doing something when in point of fact, nothing has changed. 800-259-9231. At least that's my prediction. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.